This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from The $5 Dinner Mom One Dish Dinners Cookbook by Erin Chase, copyright 2012 by Erin Chase, and All Recipes, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. Our first recipe is for skillet jambalaya. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts, Italian sausage links, extra virgin olive oil, onion, green bell pepper, 2 celery stalks, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, Creole seasoning, white rice, and hot water. Your ingredients list is as follows. 1/2 pound boneless, skinless chicken breast cut into 1-inch pieces, 1/2 pound of Italian sausage links sliced into 1/2-inch rounds, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 2 cups frozen chopped onion, 1 cup frozen chopped green bell pepper, 2 celery stalks chopped, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 tablespoon Creole seasoning, 1 1/2 cups of white rice, and 2 to 2 1/4 cups of hot water. In a large 12-inch skillet or sauté pan, brown the chicken pieces and the sausage in the olive oil over medium-high heat. Add the onion, bell pepper, and celery and cook with the chicken and sausage for 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the diced tomatoes and Creole seasoning and bring to a boil. Stir in the rice and enough of the water to cover the rice. Stir and press the rice down into the liquid. Cover the skillet, reduce the heat to low, and cook the rice for 18 to 20 minutes until tender. Stir once while the rice is cooking, quickly replacing the lid to keep the steam from escaping. When the rice is tender, remove the skillet from the heat and let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for baked honey mustard chicken. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Boneless, skinless chicken thighs, 1 red bell pepper, 1 green bell pepper, salt and pepper, honey, spicy brown mustard, vinegar, white rice, and hot water. Your ingredients list is 4 boneless, skinless chicken thighs, about 1 1/4 pounds, cut into 1-inch pieces, 1 red bell pepper, seeded and diced, 1 green bell pepper, seeded and diced, salt and pepper, 1/4 cup of honey, 3 tablespoons prepared spicy brown mustard, 1 tablespoon of vinegar, 1 1/2 cups white rice, 2 1/2 cups hot water. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. Place the cut chicken thigh pieces into the prepared baking dish. Add the red and green bell peppers and sprinkle the top with salt and pepper. In a small mixing bowl, whisk together the honey, prepared mustard, and vinegar. Pour over the chicken and peppers and toss lightly. Sprinkle the rice over the top of the chicken and pepper mixture and pour over the hot water. Cover the baking dish tightly with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 45 to 50 minutes until the chicken and rice have cooked through. Fluff the rice lightly with a fork before serving. Makes four servings. Our next recipe is for pan-roasted chicken with garden vegetables. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Extra virgin olive oil, red wine vinegar, chicken breasts, water, carrots, red potatoes, zucchini, yellow squash, lemon juice, dried dill, salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon red wine vinegar, 2 split chicken breasts, about 2 1/4 pounds, 2 cups water, 2 carrots peeled and cut into 1-inch pieces, 4 small red potatoes quartered, 2 small zucchini, about 1 pound, cut into 1-inch rounds, 1 small yellow squash, about 1/2 pound, cut into 1-inch rounds, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of dried dill, salt, and pepper. In a large pot or Dutch oven over medium-high heat, warm the olive oil and vinegar. Add the chicken and sauté for 2 minutes on each side, then add the water. Add the carrots, potatoes, zucchini, and yellow squash. Sprinkle the lemon juice and dill over the top and season with salt and pepper. Bring the liquid to a boil, then reduce the heat to medium, cover, and cook for 35 to 40 minutes until the chicken has cooked through. The cooking time may vary depending on the thickness of the chicken breast. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for slow cooker rosemary chicken with red potatoes and green beans. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Rosemary sprigs, bone-in chicken thighs, red potatoes, 1 small yellow onion, extra virgin olive oil, garlic powder, salt and pepper, 1 pound of green beans. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 3 rosemary sprigs, 2 pounds bone-in chicken thighs, 6 small red potatoes quartered, 1 small yellow onion diced, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, salt and pepper, and 1 pound of green beans stems removed. Using a sharp knife, crush the leaves of the rosemary sprig. This allows the aromatic oils to release as it cooks. Place the rosemary sprigs around the edges of the bottom of a 5-quart or larger slow cooker. Arrange the chicken thighs in the bottom of the slow cooker. Spread the potatoes over the top of the chicken. Drizzle the olive oil over the top of the chicken and potatoes, and then season with the garlic powder and salt and pepper. Set the slow cooker on low and cook for 8 hours. When there is 1 hour remaining in the cooking cycle, place the green beans on top of the chicken and potatoes to steam them. Complete the cooking cycle. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for pesto chicken grill packets. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts, extra virgin olive oil, red wine vinegar, 2 medium zucchini, pesto sauce, grated Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, and 4 slices of grilled garlic bread, recipe to follow. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 2 large boneless skinless chicken breasts, about 1 1/4 pounds halved, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil divided, 1 tablespoon red wine vinegar divided, 2 medium zucchini, about 1 1/4 pounds sliced, 4 tablespoons of pesto sauce, 1/4 cup grated Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper, 4 slices of grilled garlic bread, recipe to follow. Preheat the grill for indirect cooking over medium heat. Place each of the chicken breast halves onto a piece of aluminum foil that is large enough to completely enclose the chicken and vegetables in a packet. Drizzle a little olive oil and vinegar over the chicken. Add 8 to 10 slices of zucchini to each foil packet, and then add 1 tablespoon of pesto sauce to each grill packet. Sprinkle a few teaspoons of the grated cheese and some salt and pepper over the contents of each grill packet. Place the grill packets over indirect heat on the preheated grill and close the grill. Cook for 15 to 20 minutes until the chicken has cooked through. The cooking time may vary depending on the thickness of the chicken breasts. Grill the garlic bread alongside the grill packets. When the chicken has cooked through, remove the grill packets and garlic bread from the grill. Mix 4 servings. Here is the recipe for the grilled garlic bread. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 loaf of French bread or slices of sandwich bread, butter or margarine, garlic salt, black pepper, and Parmesan cheese, optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 loaf of French bread or slices of sandwich bread, butter or margarine, amount will vary depending on loaf size, garlic salt, black pepper, and Parmesan cheese, optional. Slice the French loaf bread open horizontally. Spread the butter on the bread, then sprinkle the garlic salt and pepper and Parmesan cheese if you prefer. Then spread the butter again to ensure that the spices or cheese do not fall into the grill. Place the buttered side of the bread face down over indirect heat on the grill. Grill for 3 to 5 minutes. The grilling time will depend on the heat level of your grill. You want the bread to be slightly crispy and the butter melted. Mix 4 servings. Our next recipe is for skillet beef stroganoff. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Extra virgin olive oil, beef stew meat, store-bought or homemade beef broth, 1 can or 4 ounces of sliced mushrooms, sour cream, egg noodles, and hot water. Your ingredients list is as follows. 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, 3/4 pound of beef stew meat, 2 cups store-bought or homemade beef broth, 1 can or 4 ounces of sliced mushrooms, 1 cup of sour cream, 3 cups of egg noodles, about 8 ounces, and 1 cup of hot water. In a large 12-inch skillet or sauté pan over medium-high heat, warm the olive oil. Add the beef stew meat and brown. Reduce the heat to medium-low, add the beef broth, mushrooms, and sour cream, and stir to combine. Simmer for 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in the egg noodles and the hot water. Cover and simmer for 7 to 9 minutes more until the egg noodles are just cooked. Remove the skillet from the heat and serve immediately so that the noodles don't overcook. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for savory mac and beef. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small red onion, 1 green bell pepper, 3 carrots, 2 celery stalks, 1 can or 15 ounces of tomato sauce, Worcestershire sauce, elbow macaroni, dried Italian seasoning, salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small red onion chopped, 1 green bell pepper seeded and diced, 3 carrots peeled and chopped, 2 celery stalks chopped, 1 can or 15 ounces of tomato sauce, 1/4 cup of Worcestershire sauce, 1.5 cups of elbow macaroni, 1/2 teaspoon of dried Italian seasoning, salt, and pepper. In a large 12-inch skillet or sauté pan over medium-high heat, brown the ground beef with the onion. Drain and return the mixture to the skillet. Add the bell pepper, carrots, and celery and sauté over medium-high heat for 2 to 3 minutes. Add the tomato sauce plus 2 15-ounce cans worth of water and the Worcestershire sauce. Stir in the elbow macaroni. Season with the Italian seasoning and salt and pepper to taste and bring to a boil. Reduce the heat to medium, cover, and let simmer for 12 to 15 minutes or until the macaroni is al dente, stirring once. Let cool slightly before serving. The sauce will thicken as it cools. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for beef fajita pot pie. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Ground beef, 1 can or 10 ounces of diced tomatoes with green chilies, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen pepper and onion blend, fajita seasoning, lime juice, shredded Monterey Jack cheese, 1 store-bought or homemade pie crust, and sour cream for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 3/4 of a pound of ground beef browned, 1 can or 10 ounces of diced tomatoes with green chilies well drained, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen pepper and onion blend, 2 tablespoons fajita seasoning, 1 teaspoon or tablespoon lime juice, 1 cup shredded Monterey Jack cheese, 1 store-bought or homemade pie crust, and sour cream for serving. Preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Grease a 9-inch glass pie plate with nonstick cooking spray. In a large mixing bowl, toss together the browned ground beef, diced tomatoes with green chilies, pepper and onion blend, fajita seasoning, and lime juice. Pour into the prepared pie plate and top with the shredded cheese. Place the pie crust over the beef mixture and cheese and press around the edges of the pie plate to seal. Make 4 to 6 decorative slits in the top of the crust to allow the steam to escape. Bake in the preheated oven for 35 to 40 minutes until the crust begins to turn golden on top. Let cool slightly before serving. Serve beef fajita pot pie with a dollop of sour cream for each serving. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for ginger beef and broccoli bake. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of stew beef, fresh broccoli florets, brown rice, soy sauce, hot water, ground ginger, garlic salt, and pepper. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 pound of stew beef, 2 cups of fresh broccoli florets, 1.5 cups of brown rice, 1/3 cup of soy sauce, 4 cups of hot water, 1 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9x13-inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. To the prepared baking dish, add the stew beef, broccoli florets, and rice and toss together. Pour the soy sauce and the water over the beef, broccoli, and rice. Sprinkle the ginger, garlic, salt, and pepper over the mixture. Cover the baking dish tightly with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Uncover and toss with a fork before serving. If using white rice, decrease the cooking time to 50 to 55 minutes. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for meat and potatoes casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, 1 small yellow onion, 4 carrots, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes, dried Italian seasoning, garlic powder, 6 medium Idaho potatoes, and shredded cheddar cheese. Your ingredients list for this recipe is 1 pound of ground beef browned, 1 small yellow onion chopped, 4 carrots peeled and diced, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with their juices, 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 6 medium Idaho potatoes peeled and diced, and 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9 by 13 inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. In the prepared baking dish, gently toss the browned ground beef, onion, carrots, diced tomatoes, Italian seasoning, garlic powder, and potatoes until well combined. Sprinkle the shredded cheese over the top. Cover the dish with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 45 to 50 minutes until the potatoes are tender. Makes 4 servings. Our next recipe is for Spanish rice casserole. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 pound of ground beef, white rice, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with roasted garlic, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen fiesta-style vegetables, hot water, salt and pepper, and shredded mild cheddar cheese. Your ingredients list is 1 pound of ground beef browned, 1 1/4 cups white rice, 1 can or 15 ounces of diced tomatoes with roasted garlic, 1 bag or 12 ounces of frozen fiesta-style vegetables, 1 3/4 cups of hot water, salt and pepper, and 2 cups of shredded mild cheddar cheese. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Grease a 9 by 13 inch glass baking dish with nonstick cooking spray. To the prepared baking dish, add the brown ground beef, rice, diced tomatoes, vegetables, and the hot water. Season with salt and pepper to taste. Cover tightly with aluminum foil. Bake in the preheated oven for 1 hour or until the rice is tender. Uncover and sprinkle the shredded cheese over the top and return to the oven for 10 minutes more or until the cheese has melted. Let cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Now I'll be reading from All Recipes. Copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. The title of this article is Code Red. Winter's crimson fruits, pomegranates, cranberries, and more contain nutrients that may benefit women's health, including easing menopause symptoms and reducing risk for heart disease and osteoporosis, by Natalie Rizzo. Red is every woman's color, especially in the produce aisle. Ruby-hued fruits like pomegranates, cranberries, and red grapes aren't just pretty on your plate. They provide powerful plant compounds that promote long-term health for women. Pomegranates. During menopause, estrogen levels drop, contributing to symptoms such as hot flashes and poor sleep. Pomegranates are rich in phytoestrogens, plant-based compounds that mimic human estrogen and may help relieve menopause symptoms. A 2020 study found that just 4 weeks of pomegranate supplementation significantly improved menopausal symptoms during supplementation and for 3 weeks afterward. More research is needed, but easy ways to incorporate pomegranate include blending juice into a smoothie and topping salads with crunchy arils. Red grapes. Menopause impacts women's risk for cardiovascular disease too, especially for those that experience early menopause, 40 and younger. Red produce may help counteract heart disease and menopause symptoms. Red grapes, for example, contain resveratrol, a powerful polyphenol that has estrogen-like effects in the body, which research has linked to better cardiovascular health. Their edible seeds contain proanthocyanins, compound shown to reduce blood pressure in middle-aged women. The blood pressure-lowering effect may also be due to grapes' potassium content. A 2-cup serving of red grapes contains 10% of the daily value of potassium. Enjoy them as a snack or roast them with olive oil and sumac for a heart-healthy side dish. Cranberries. Menopause also increases risk for urinary tract infections, UTIs, and osteoporosis, weakened bones. Enter cranberries. A 2024 review of 20 trials published in European Urology Focus concluded that UTI management improved after increased cranberry juice intake, more so than when subjects increased liquid from non-cranberry sources. Cranberries also provide vitamin K, which supports bone health. A 2024 review published in Nutrients found that when combined with vitamin D, vitamin K maintained bone health and may also reduce fracture risk in postmenopausal women. A cup of cranberry juice contains about 10% of the daily value of vitamin K. To tame cranberry's tart taste, top off 100% cranberry juice, not cocktail, with carbonated water. Add more red to your plate by tossing pomegranate arils into your morning yogurt or oatmeal or into fruit salsa. Snack on red grapes with a handful of nuts for a filling and healthy sweet snack. Cook down cranberries into sauces, curd, and more. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.